Welcome back to the Hopes and Struggles podcast. This is Nyla DeRee, and we are on episode 3 of the series, Who Am I? So today I will ask for the third time, who am I? Who are you? Well, I can tell you, or God's Word can tell you, that we are the whosoevers, or the whoevers. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 10:13-14. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, babbling stream within them, giving them eternal life. What about Proverbs 8:35? For whoever finds me finds life and receives the favor of the Lord. So we are the whosoevers, and God loves us. He loves you, he loves me, and he doesn't want us to live in shame, in fear, in worry, dreading every day. And I also want to tell you that you can ask him all kinds of things. What's on your heart? You know, you can talk to him like you would a close friend, because he is. Jesus is all about relationship, and he loves you. Cry out to him. Tell him what is on your heart. If you're angry, if you're bitter, if you're sad, if you're depressed, tell him all of that, because he loves you. He loves you anyway, despite all the warts and all the things. It took me a long time to realize that, but he created us. He knew about all of our crazy stuff before we were even born, and he loves us anyway. Here is a quote from Max Lucado that I love, that really, it shocked me when I first read it, and a light bulb went off. Here's what he says. You weren't an accident. You weren't mass-produced. You weren't an assembly line product. You were deliberately planned, specifically gifted, and lovingly positioned on earth by the master craftsman, Max Lucado. I love him. Do you feel like an outcast? Do you feel like you don't belong anywhere? Do you feel abandoned? Jesus is the call to belong. I felt like an oddball all of my life. I always wanted to hide. I did not want people to see me, and I never felt like I belonged. And now I'm just so happy to belong to the family of God. Jesus is the call to belong. Call out to him. He is there for you. Also love this quote by John Piper. If you wake up feeling fragile, remember that God is not, and then trust him to be everything you need today. Talk about fragile. There were many moments in my life I felt fragile. I would wake up in the morning with anxiety and fear before I even opened my eyes. And then there were the scenarios where I felt super fragile, like the time my car broke down on the Los Angeles freeway and I was walking, trying to make it to a phone because we did not have cell phones back then. And I asked God, please help me. I mean, you talk about fragile, a woman alone on the Los Angeles freeway. It was very scary, but I asked God to help me. And just about that time on the freeway above me, there was an off-duty police officer, not even from the area, way out of his jurisdiction, that happened to see me from up there, and he turned around and came back and took me home. And I live quite a ways away, but yet there was God looking out for me when I was so fragile. Then the time my car was on empty in the middle of the night, I was trying to escape a very bad situation, no gas. I did not even know if I could start the car, but it started, and I just started driving on faith. I was super young, did not know a whole lot about God, but I called out to him anyway. And I'll never forget going over a bridge. I cried out, God, please help me, because I knew any moment my car was going to die. And about that time, I looked down, and the gas gauge started moving up slowly, slowly. And it moved all the way to half a tank. And it was the most amazing and wonderful moment. It changed my life when I saw that happen. And I was able to reach my destination get on the plane and fly back home away from that very bad and serious situation. This is why I trust him, because he has helped me over and over. And here's another thing. If you think God's not doing anything in your life, we have no idea what is he is protecting us from, and we never even know all of the things that he has saved us from. He is my strength. He was my strength through confusion and pain. He was my strength through the devastating loss of my mother, my mother-in-law, and so many other family members. He was my strength during my weakest moments, my mistakes, my anger, my bitterness. Yes, you can reach out to God if you are angry and bitter and if you've made mistakes. We aren't perfect, and he knows this. He longs to hear from you. He will be there for you too. Just ask him to help you. You can trust him, and better yet, he won't leave you. He won't abandon you like earthly people. He won't turn away and say you aren't good enough. He knew all about your mistakes before we were even born. Once you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, that's it. He is with you forever. You and him. Not just a nice guy in the sky, but a constant companion, friend, confidant, ally, and lover of your soul and protector. This is why I adore and trust him. He was and is my strength every day, from now until I see him face to face forever. Therefore, I can't help but love him, because he loved me first. And another thing, it's okay to be happy. A lot of people try to make us feel guilty for feeling happy. And a lot of people can't stand it when we're smiling and our hearts are light and we're happy. But God wants you to be happy, and he has good plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, but to give you a future and a hope. I pray our Father watches over you this week. I ask that he would put people in your life that you can count on, people that will not take advantage of you, and people that will help you and not harm you. Father, I ask that you would reveal and remove those in their life that have hurt and harmed them, that those that hold you back from your God-given destiny would be removed far, far away. I pray freedom, peace, and joy for you. I pray our Father will protect you and keep you safe. In Jesus' name, amen.